80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Music 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back. Smooth criminal. Ow!
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Bloomer to Boyd, we're your home for 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Science.
Fell in love.
Weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley. Check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I
and more.
105.7
pump up the jam, pump it up.
while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite as strange as when the leaves began to change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bar, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
Someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning, 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order requiring health insurance companies to continue covering the COVID-19 vaccine. The executive order was issued in response to eligibility changes from federal health agencies, with the FDA recommending the COVID vaccine only be covered for people over the age of 65 or with certain medical conditions. The executive order signed by Governor Evers calls on state health agencies to maintain vaccine access and requires them to respond publicly to further changes in federal vaccine policy. The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a proposed bill that would effectively require state employees to return to in-person work full-time. The bill requires state employees to work in the office for at least 80% of their time. It passed 51-44 along party lines in the Republican-controlled State Assembly. Democratic lawmakers argued the bill would not help the state government operate more effectively, saying remote work options helped state agencies recruit and retain good workers from across Wisconsin and consolidate remaining physical workspaces. The St. Croix Economic Development Corporation is sharing the results of its recently conducted housing survey. According to the assessment released this week, the region is seeing strong population growth but declining vacancy rates and growing housing costs. The study found rental vacancy rates dropped to 1.4% in 2023, well below the healthy range of 5-7%. It also found that over 36% of renters and 23% of homeowners are cost-burdened, and the county will need nearly 4,600 new housing units by 2050. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys has announced the distribution of nearly $300,000 in grant funding to nonprofits across the Northwest region. Eight organizations received a portion of the grant funding, including Amory Regional Medical Center, Arbor Place in Menominee, and Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. The funding is meant to support programs that focus on expanding healthcare access and services for children, as well as capital projects aimed at maintaining current hospitals and constructing new facilities. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few clouds around in the overnight. Light winds and morning lows will start off in the mid-60s. For Wednesday, a few clouds still around, and there will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms as well. Highs in the mid-80s. Storms continue Wednesday night. It's 69 at our studios.
CFW. just need? Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine starts and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream, that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.